Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. The deadline is here for the drawing for the timeless CD entitled Hot British Dance Bands. There's not time to send me a letter, but you can still enter your name in the drawing to be held after the close of tonight's show by giving me a call at 909-641-0805. That's area code 909-641-0805. On this evening's show, we're going to get closer to fulfilling a request. We're going to take a honeymoon, look at some people, take a walk down the street, and make a quick trip to Baltimore and Ohio. Looking back this past week in history, February 26th marked the birth in 1916 of Herbert John Gleason. You know him better as Jackie Gleason, bus driver Ralph Cramden in The Honeymooners. In addition to his TV career and unknown to most people, Gleason was a talented and well-respected songwriter. In fact, Melancholy Serenade, the theme song for The Honeymooners, was written by Jackie Gleason, despite the fact that he never received any musical training and couldn't read music. The Honeymooners was originally a running sketch from the Cavalcade of Stars in 1952. When Gleason got his own variety show on CBS, the first half included some stand-up and a big production number by the June Taylor Dancers. The second half hour was The Honeymooners. During the 1955-56 season, 39 Honeymooners episodes were filmed before a live audience. Jackie Gleason died of colon cancer at the age of 71 on June 25, 1987. So here, in honor of Jackie Gleason, are some honeymoon songs, starting off with Al Turk's orchestra. Thank you.
little celebration to the jingle of a wedding bell? How about a little reservation at the honeymoon hotel? Honeymooning's gonna be my hobby. Don't you think a honeymoon is swell? Wait until we walk into the lobby of the honeymoon hotel. Jupiter is the night clerk, neath the stars above. He just loves his night work, and we just love to love. Oh, I'm a mister looking for a missus. As a missus, you'll do very well. Bring along your things and all your kisses to the honeymoon hotel.
Guide the man of my dreams right to me and make dreams come true. There's a million lovers, but I'm alone. When will I discover the lover all my own? I've told the moon and each star that gleams, I must have him soon, so send out your beams and find him, the man of my dreams. Thank you.
A musical honeymoon to celebrate the birth in 1916 of Jackie Gleason, star of The Honeymooners. We started off with Al Turk's orchestra recording in Chicago around June 26, 1926, and Shanghai Honeymoon. Next, it was Leo Reisman and his orchestra and Honeymoon Hotel from 1933. After Leo Reisman, we heard from Charlie Kuntz and a medley including Life is Empty Without Love, Man of My Dreams, and Sky High Honeymoon. Vera Lynn provided the vocal on that recording from December 1936. Charlie Kuntz was born in Allentown, Pennsylvania on August 18, 1896. He began studying piano at age 6 and by age 19 was leading his own 10-piece band at a local ballroom. He went to England in 1922 to play with Paul Specht's orchestra. When that band returned to the U.S. after the 16-week engagement, Charlie stayed on in England and formed his own British band, which debuted at Lion's Corner House in Piccadilly Circus. The recording we just heard was by Charlie Kuntz's Cassani Club Orchestra. The Cassani Club was a private dance club in London, opened by Santos Cassani, one of the most famous of all dancing instructors of the 1920s and early 30s, and who was one of the first to introduce the Charleston in 1925. And we finished up with Under the Honey Moon by the Coney Island Jazz Band from a 1919 Jeanette record. This is Rapidly Rotating Records on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon. I'm Glenn Robison, and you still have time to get your name in the drawing for the CD Hot British Dance Bands 1925 to 1937. Just give me a call at area code 909-641-0805. That's 909-641-0805. We'll draw the lucky winner's name after the show and let you know the winner next week. We'll be back right after this. 27 years ago, on February 27th, a new magazine was issued by Time Life, subsequently Time Warner, and now Time Warner AOL. Or is it AOL Time Warner? Anyway, the magazine was People. It had an initial run of 1 million copies and became the most successful weekly celebrity magazine ever published. Weekly circulation of People grew to 3,424,858 by 1994, and it's much higher than that now. So here to acknowledge People magazine are some songs about, that's right, people, starting off with Ukulele Ike, Cliff Edwards.
Crazy people, crazy people, crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Daffy people, goofy people, dizzy people like me go nutty over things that you do. When we are underneath the moon above, you have me acting like a loon. It must be love, sweet love. Crazy people, crazy people, crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Lovebirds of a feather always get together. It's an old, old custom of the heart. That's the reason, maybe, that I call you baby. I guess we're each other's counterpart. Crazy people, crazy people, crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Daffy people, goofy people, dizzy people like me go nutty over things that you do. Don't mind me if I rave a lot, sweet angel child. It's just a habit that I've got. You drive me wild, I'm so wild. Crazy people, crazy people, crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Very, very crazy people.
Out of cigarettes, holding hands and yawning.
Look how late it gets. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight.
Here we are in the cozy chair, picking on a wishbone.
From the frigid air, two sleepy people with nothing to say and too much in love to break away.
Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall?
Father didn't like you at all.
I call him Pops. Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall?
To rent this little nest and get a bit of rest. Well,
here we are, just about the same.
Foggy little fella,
drowsy little dame.
Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight. On your collar, wrinkles in my dress. Two sleepy people who know very well they're too much in love to break the spell.
Here we are, crazy in the head. Gee, your eyes are gorgeous even when they're red. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight. Do you remember when we went dancing at the Palomar? When it was over, why naturally we cuddled in the car.
So you ran out of gas, and I was green as grass.
Here we are, keeping up the pace,
letting each tomorrow slap us in the face.
Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much
in love to say goodnight.
Lovely people who loved one another. Sweethearts from childhood, they married each other. Like Darby and Joan, they lived their lives through, giving, forgiving, as true lovers do. I love to picture the day when they met. Two lovely people, so hard to forget. I'll take a page from their book what a lesson for me. Like those two lovely people, how happy I'll be. Mum and Dad, you know, home sweet home where Mum and Dad live. Because you don't know Mum and Dad very well, but they haven't spoken for the last 15 years. The other day the kitchen boiler burst and they went out together for the first time.
We've got a house from the building society.
£2 a week, it's the usual variety.
Cash on the dot,
we get the lot 100 years from now.
£2 a week and the lodgers are paying it.
We hate them all because we know they are saying it.
They never speak,
we never speak,
except to start a row. They've always got a bassinet blocking up the hall.
That's the worst of having people upstairs. They know the rudest limericks and write them on the wall.
That's the worst of having people upstairs. The woman's doing washing every day as sure as eggs. We have to lend them angle and we have to lend the pegs.
And hanging on the landing are a lot of things with legs.
That's the worst of having people upstairs.
Dreadful people.
They wait till mother's shopping, then they come and pinch the coal.
That's the worst of having people upstairs. The kids have got a ball and think that father is a goal.
That's the worst of having people upstairs. They've got our lovely bathroom full of overcoats and caps, so mother's bathing in the sink in front of all the chaps.
And every now and then she's knocking something on the taps.
That's the worst of having people upstairs. How can you get rid of these people?
Well, we could let the rooms.
What, do you mean advertise?
Yes, look here, there are two advertisements in the paper today. Bed sitting room wanted by a lady with gas connections.
Bright girl.
Young married couple require furnished flat with no children until September.
Oh. They've got a jar on the window with fishes in.
They drop the water that they wash the dishes in.
They're never posh.
They never wash
or use a brush and comb. They've got a cat and she goes out meandering.
We let her in when she's done her philandering.
They are the kind
who never mind
when nice young girls leave home. They've got a shocking wireless, they're getting on the heart.
That's the worst of having people upstairs. The kids are up the aerial and swinging on the wire.
That's the worst of having people upstairs. And when we go to sleep and feeling very nearly dead, they're always beating carpets in the passage overhead.
And every other wallet knocks a baby out of bed.
That's the worst of having people upstairs.
Oh, they are awful.
They've got 100 relatives who come round every night.
That's the worst of having people upstairs. And half a dozen policemen come to referee the fight.
That's the worst of having people upstairs. The woman is so common when the vicar comes to tea. She's standing with a bottle there for everyone to see.
And sliding down the banisters and shouting, look at me.
That's the worst of having people upstairs. Oh, they'll cling forever like the ivy. That's the worst of having people upstairs.
We heard about all sorts of people in that set of songs commemorating the debut of People magazine 27 years ago. We started off with Ukulele Ike, Cliff Edwards, backed by the Californians, and Crazy People from May 4th, 1932. In the band was Larry Gomar, who, in addition to the drums, played the harpophone. I'm going to have to find out just what a harpophone is. Then, from the film Thanks for the Memory, Ella Logan and Hoagy Carmichael in Two Sleepy People from October 14th, 1938. Two Sleepy People was co-written by Carmichael and Frank Lesser. After Two Sleepy People, it was Two Lovely People, Brian Lawrence, LAWRANCE, and his Lansdowne Orchestra from a 78 on the Rex label, recorded April 29, 1938. The Lansdowne House in Berkeley Square, Mayfair, was known as London's Super Society Rendezvous. And we finished up with the Western Brothers, Kenneth and George, who weren't really brothers at all, but cousins, and the People Upstairs. The Western Brothers were extremely popular on BBC Radio. Kenneth provided the piano accompaniment on that recording made in London in May 1932. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records on Island Radio, KISL 88.7, Avalon. I'm Glenn Robison, reminding you that you still have time to enter your name in the drawing for the CD entitled Hot British Dance Bands on the Timeless label. The CD includes music from 1925 to 1937 by the likes of Jack Hilton, Fred Elisalda, The Rhythmic Eight, Lou Stone, Ray Noble, Spike Hughes, and Burt Ambrose. It's valued at about $20 and can be yours. All you have to do is give me a call at area code 909-641-0805 to enter your name in the drawing to be held after the close of tonight's show. That's 909-641-0805. We'll be back to take a walk on the sunny side of the street right after this. Last week, on February 28th, way back in 1930, Ted Lewis and his orchestra recorded On the Sunny Side of the Street for Columbia Records. Ted served as vocalist as well on the tune that has been recorded hundreds of times and is an American music standard. Here's Ted Lewis.
Your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries back on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Oh, say, you hear that pitter-pat? That happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade, oh, with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. I'm a rover who crossed over. And if I never have a cent, I'll be rich like Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street. Thank you. never have a cent, folks. I'll be rich like Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on that sunny, sunny side of the street. Yes, sir.
Walked with no one and talked with no one, and I had nothing but shadows. Then one morning you passed, and I brightened at last. Now I greet the day and complete the day with the sun in my heart. All my worry blew away when you taught me how to say, grab your coat and get your hat, leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the pitter-pat, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over, and if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Every night at 10, we sang an old refrain. As we wandered in the moonlight down Sunnyside Lane, we heard the merry lark, and if the night was dark, I'd steal a kiss again. as we wandered in the moonlight down Sunnyside Lane. Hey-ho, around you my arms would be curled. Hey-ho, we hadn't a care in the world. Someday, if luck is kind, I'll leave my cares behind to be with you again. And we'll wander in the moonlight down Sunnyside Lane.
The dreams have been denied. If the blues have got you ill at ease, you still have possibilities over on the sunny side. Folks who look at life behind a shutter miss this funny sunny world of ours. Looking down, they only see the gutter. But if you raise your eyes, you will see the skies. If you're one of those across the way and you find that you're not satisfied, come and see the blue above again and live and laugh and love again over on the sunny side.
We started off that Sunnyside set with Ted Lewis and his orchestra and On the Sunny Side of the Street. First heard in Lew Leslie's International Review of 1930, that standard was written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. After Ted Lewis, we heard Grace Hayes' rendition of the same song, which she recorded a few months later after Ted Lewis, on May 1st, 1930. Then Jack Payne took us down Sunnyside Lane. Jack Payne and the BBC Dance Orchestra with Billy Scott Coomer vocalizing. And we finished up with Peggy Dell, backed by the Roy Fox Band and Over on the Sunny Side. Roy Fox, known as the Whispering Cornetist, was born in Denver, Colorado on October 25, 1901. Fox had a very successful career in the States, but in 1930 took a six-week engagement in England and, like Charlie Kuntz, wound up staying there permanently. You have less than 15 minutes left to enter your name in the drawing for the CD Hot British Dance Bands 1925 to 1937, which I will be giving away after the close of tonight's show. The CD features music heard here on the show, and you can have a chance of winning simply by giving me a call at area code 909-641-0805. That's 909-641-0805. Your chances of winning are vastly higher than with the California Lottery, so give me a call, 909-641-0805. We're going to take a ride on the B&O when we return right after this. Last week, February 28th in 1827, the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad became the first railroad incorporated for the commercial transportation of people and freight. So here are a couple of songs about Baltimore and Ohio to commemorate the Baltimore and Ohio. Thank you. Gene Goldkett and his orchestra from December 1927 and My Old Ohio Home. Hoagie Carmichael provided the vocal on that one. And before that, Baltimore, Jack Crawford and his orchestra recording in Camden, New Jersey on July 30th, 1927. A Baltimore and an Ohio song to commemorate the incorporation of the B&O Railroad on February 28th, 1827. Some months ago, a listener Fred, not only from over town, but from all the way in La Crescenta, requested If I Had a Girl Like You by Henny Hendrickson's Louisville Serenaders. At the time, I couldn't accommodate Fred's request entirely, but I did play If I Had a Girl Like You by Rudy Valley. Well, I still can't fully accommodate Fred's request, but I can at least now play a record by Henny Hendrickson's Louisville Serenaders. It's not exactly beach weather out there, but here's On the Beach with You.
Thank you.
On the Beach with You, Henny Hendrickson's Louisville Serenaders from a Victor 78 from 1931. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. This is your last chance to call in and enter your name in the drawing for the CD Hot British Dance Bands, which will be held after the close of the show. So give me a call at area code 909-641-0805 for your chance to win that CD containing some great music from 1925 to 1937. That number once again, area code 909-641-0805. This is Glenn Robison inviting you to tune in again next Sunday evening at 6 here on Island Radio, KISL 88.7 Avalon, when I'll be back with more toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and with the name of the winner of that timeless CD, Hot British Dance Bands. Until then, I thank you ever so much for your very kind attention.